Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
This week in the news, from the New York Post, it says this: harrowing footage from Kabul's international airport, that's in Afghanistan, shows desperate Afghans attempting to flee their country by any means necessary, even handing children to U.S. soldiers on the other side of the airport wall in the hope of getting them on evacuation flights. This is the desperation when moral chaos sets in and people can vividly identify righteousness and hope. And that's the point I want to make today, that American soldiers are still the image of good guys in the world. Here's another article. Harrowing footage has emerged of Afghan mothers throwing their babies over barbed wire at Kabul airport as they begged British troops to save them from the Taliban. And I referenced this yesterday. The mothers were desperate. They were getting beaten by the Taliban. They shouted, "Save my baby." And they threw the babies at us. This is one of the British soldiers telling the UK Independent. Some of the babies fell on the barbed wire. It was awful. By the end of the night, there wasn't one man among us not crying. Locals also handed their children to U.S. soldiers on the other side of airport walls. So, as I said, when people are at a point of absolute desperation, they are living proof of where their hope can be found and where they go because of their will to survive. Where are they going? They're going to the Americans, the American troops. You see, we promote the welfare of nations where we are and where we occupy. We are not imperialists that conquer. I'm so tired of this stale old argument that it's always America's fault. We're imperialistic. We exploit. We take advantage. We are the arrogant police force in the world, taking advantage of poorer nations, and everybody else's poverty and suffering is because of America, because of the white West, because of our superiority complex that we impose on everyone. But in fact, that's not the case. We have a legacy, rather than of being an imperialist nation, of a nation that frees people. Our American soldiers are the hope when we're in occupied nations. They're the hope of the people there. Listen, there is no moral equivalency between the lawful West, built on Christian law and values, compared with backward, corrupt nations. The people in Afghanistan know what's happening when the Taliban take over and when the Americans finally leave. And they're giving an impulsive testimony of the superiority of righteousness to the evil that's being perpetrated in their own society and culture. You see, the Blame America First crowd can pontificate in their faculty lounges, in their media op-eds, and even from woke evangelical pulpits, saying that all the evil in the world is, again, because of Western, white, Christian. They'll even throw in their Protestant aggression, misogyny, racism, oppression. But in the world of reality, the question comes down to this: moral order versus moral chaos. And the will to survive among the Afghani people proves the superiority of freedom, decency, moral order, prosperity. And so yesterday, when I talked about how we should really be dealing with Afghanistan the way Trump dealt with bad guys, get in there and blow up the bad guys, understand this, that what I'm talking about is fighting for justice. That's what the American soldier and the American military represents: justice and freedom and hope in the middle of all of this horror. Rather than blaming America first, we should look at these Afghani women who are handing their babies over and realize that what we offer to the world in freedom and military strength and defeating the bad guys, that's what people want. That's why our country is superior, not because We as people are better, but because the principles upon which we are founded are superior, because it's principles of life and justice and lawfulness. Lawfulness that, as we said yesterday, restrains evil in the world. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. America is still the good guy in the world, and Afghanis desperately trying to flee to U.S. troops is living proof.